Randall Cobb's still under the weather, but I mean he's gonna go. So I mean I don't have any questions about that.
Was it kind of important for him to just get out and see what you guys were doing and be available in practice? Was that the most important?
Yeah, I think it was important for Randall to get out there and practice today. I think it was real important for our football team to get outside today. So it was nice to see the sun this week. But it was a beautiful day. It was good practice, very spirited practice. Randall took the reps that we had set up for him, and I think by game time he'll be fine.
I know Vernon Davis was kind of under the microscope back when he was a younger player. How have you seen him kind of grow as a player?
Under the microscope?
Remember the Mike Singletary meltdown? I guess as just far as just a player.
I think Vernon Davis is an excellent football player. He's played very well in our stadium the number of times that the 49ers have come here. He's definitely someone you focus on with the game plan. I mean, his unique set of skills. Just the power and speed that he's able to play with. I mean, he runs better than most receivers. So, I think he's an outstanding football player.
Coach, you said you're able to get outside today. Do you feel like the guys were able to focus like it was a regular week of practice, or did they get amped up practice as well for a playoff preparation?
Well, it was good practice today. It was good to be back on a 7-day work week. It was very spirited, to say the least, once we got outside. So they have too much energy, and I think that's common for this time of year. So I feel very good the way the last 3 days of practice have gone. Yeah, definitely. Jordy Nelson, we had a period of the last 8 plays of the game, and the particular vertical routes in that, the drive, the down the distance drives, the third downs, the fourth downs, and all those types of things. And then we had one period where you work on some of your vertical game, and he had 2 vertical balls. So I thought Jordy looked pretty good.
Coach, what has been the difference in James Jones this year? Has it just been opportunity?
Well, I think it's like anything. I think James Jones is a year better in the system, and a year better as far as relationship with Aaron. But I think you definitely have to point to his opportunities as probably the primary reason he's been able to have so much production. I mean, he's obviously been given a lot more opportunities this year, and I just love it when a player is given that chance, that is when they step up. So this is obviously James's best year.
Coach, this time of year offensively, when you're making your game plan, is there a portion you say, that stuff hasn't worked all year? You just chuck it out and then you refine it? Or do you keep everything wide open still?
None of the above. When you go through an off season, you have a blueprint, we call it a composite of, of plans, particularly by concept. That enables us to play, a doubleheader every week if needed. So you stay in tune with the concepts, the variations. You continue to exercise those throughout the year. As far as how you change the face and in different personnel groups, you do all that's what self-scout's for. But at the end of the day, you have to do the things that you do best. I mean, this is not the time of year to try to go out and trick a football team. I don't believe that. That's the way you go about it. I mean, you have plays and concepts within your offensive scheme that are part of taking advantage of a particular scheme or a matchup. So that part's not changed. This week's no different than any week that we've prepared for a game. We looked at what they do. We look at the things we feel are our strengths versus their their schemes and their particular players, and you go play football.
Mike, how do you think Marshall's played for you lately?
Excuse me?
How do you think Marshall's
Marshall Newhouse? I think Marshall has played good football for us. I thought he played very well up in the dome. Really the second half of the game was not our best game on offense here in Lambeau. So I'm pleased with the way Marshall's played. He's got a big challenge, obviously, this week. And, being the second time around, I look for him to perform better.
You've coached at Candlestick. What do you think of the noise factor there? And then also, what do you know about the field conditions?
Candlestick, I would say that, you know, I would rate the noise is you know, pretty high as far as the atmosphere that's created there. You know, playoff game, so you obviously got to take that to probably another level. I think we handled the noise very well offensively. That's a credit to our players. But as far as the I have positive memories of the field. You know, I know it's this time of year, and like a lot of fields in the NFL, it's a little different outside the numbers because they redo the middle of the field. So, I mean, but we're not concerned about it. We're going to go out there in our pregame and make sure we get the right shoes. I mean, our equipment guys, are, you know, I think they're the best in the business, and they'll have everything we need for our players, and we'll go out and play. They got to play on the same surface, so it's not a major concern for me. I would say, you know, DeJuan Harris has played enough football, and I'm sure the 49ers, excuse me, the 49ers have an opinion on him. But I hope he is still an unscouted player. That'd be good. But no, it's, you know, he's played, you know, particularly, you know, more and more each week, and, you know, he's been above 10 plus carries, so I'm sure his running style is pretty apparent to them. Well, biggest improvement for defense, I think, just really is the utilization of personnel. You know, the fact that we've been able to play so many different players throughout the course of the year. I mean, that was part of our plan coming out of training camp, and then coincided that also with the injuries that we've had. So I feel like our depth at defense is a lot better, and I think the younger guys are you know, further along as far as their experience level.
Mike, how's Jared doing with his ankle? I know he was out there today, but obviously not.
Jared?
Boykin.
He's getting better. I mean, obviously, when we saw the injury at Minnesota, we felt fortunate that he didn't sustain a very serious injury just based on the position of his body. But he's getting better. He's not going to be ready this week.
Has Jeremy Ross impressed you with how quickly he's kind of picked things up and kind of getting more reps to the wide receiver?
Well, Jeremy Ross is a you know, he's a football player. So, I mean, and you know, we've been banged up this week at the receiver position, so he's able to get some reps because of that. So that's good for his experience. But you know, his primary role is on special teams, and you know, it's very natural. The game comes very natural to him.